Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for joining us Sunday morning in the Steel City. Dan Zang, really glad to have you along. As we were able to get in the flux capacitor, go back in time this week, they aired the 2013 wild card game on AT&T Sports Network. We're going to have the radio call for you Thursday afternoon here on 93.7. A.J. Burnett, a just huge member of that 2013 Pirates team. And, A.J., we had an unofficial Twitter poll, right, 1,500 vote sample size. I asked the question because I was thinking about it and because I believe this to be true. Is A.J. Burnett the most important Pirates pitcher essentially of the last 30 years since Doug Drabeck? Overwhelmingly, everybody voted yes. Of course, there were some folks that can bring up a pretty good argument. Garrett Cole, Francisco Liriano all had terrific contributions. But Batman takes 89% of the vote. That's pretty cool.
Well, you got to give me goosebumps at 10:40 in the morning, man.
You doing all right? It's good to talk to you.
I'm doing good, man. Dan, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're hanging, man. Miss all those.
Good. Yeah. I just saw that. That's crazy. I mean, Doug was pretty impressive and pretty good pitcher for you guys. But definitely, you know, humbled 89%. That's a lot. And you know what? I'll fight for Cole and Liriano too, man. Because without them, 13 wouldn't have happened. For sure. But to have that kind of poll result makes me want to get back to that city and organization sooner than later.
Yeah, and let me ask you this here, because it does seem like that you missed the game. And, well, first off, how's the family doing? Before we get to anything and start reminiscing, I mean, the boys, they're growing up fast, right? A.J. Jr., guys, if by my math, he's got to be pushing 18 if he's not there yet. Ashton's got to be in high school, right?
Yeah, so Ashton's a sophomore, just turned 16, driving around when we can, and AJ came home spring break after his second semester at Coastal Carolina.
Come on.
So, you know what, we're spoiled right now. We're trying to make the best out of everything, but to have AJ home and our family complete, I might not let him leave ever again. It's pretty nice to have him back home.
It is, that's the one good thing that is coming of this, that it's forcing everybody to kind of reconnect. I've eaten more meals at home than I have in a long time. I think I've got my consecutive days of sleeping in my own bed here at the longest stretch in like a decade. So that is, man, the one blessing.
It's different. It's different. We're trying to hold the reins on him. You know, he wants to get out and do some things, but we're just trying to make the right decisions, and as far as all this goes, I did want to mention something. Try to help as many people as you can, whether it's staying at home or whether it's, you know, meeting somebody with supplies and doing the social distancing and just being there and not hoarding everything. For example, I have to mention him. His name's Adam Benner, and he works at a Blackman Cycle in MSPA, and we've become good friends. I got a few of my machines from there, and we can't find anything around here as far as, you know, paper towels, Clorox wipes, things like that. He can't find 15, 20-pound dumbbells anywhere. So what do? We meet up this morning before the interview. He picks up a case of, you know, paper towels for us and some Clorox wipes somewhere up in the NPA where he lives yesterday. I have some extra dumbbells laying around. We meet, we swap, we help each other out. So I know it's minimal, but do what you can to make everybody comfortable through this, because a lot of people, it's different for everybody. You know, it's a weird time for us.
It really is, AJ. It's an insane time, and I'm glad you mentioned that. And I know that you've always helped wherever you can with your resources, and it's been inspiring, but at the same time, it's a troubling time. What are you doing to try to keep busy here with the family? I know that you love to go four-wheeling, and you have a lot of land there on the compound. And I would imagine you could social distance while getting some fresh air. You're doing a lot of stuff on that four-wheeler, aren't you?
I made a big mistake of ripping it completely apart about a month ago just to try to see if I can put it back together and add a little different little AJ to it. You know? So that's what we've been doing. When we get a chance, AJ comes down to the barn with me and in the shop, and we're putting this thing together little by little. I mean, I tore it up completely. It was just sitting on a frame and an engine, and now we're putting a couple hours a day into it. And it's really good because, you know, before he left for college, you know, it's like, hey, Age, you want to go to the shop? He's like, yeah, maybe. Maybe in a little bit. Now it's like, don't go down the shop without me. You know, so it's good to have him to help me with that. But, I mean, we're puzzling. We're big gamers in this house. So, you know, Action's always on his computer gaming with his buddies, and I'm gaming at night. We're doing some puzzles and just trying to do it, man. I mean, we get outside as much as we can when the weather's good, but it's just like you said, it's so different. Like, I'm sure Karen's ready for me to get out of his house and just go somewhere for a while. But, you know, we'll make the best of it, like you said.
AJ Burnett, former Pirates right-hander, is with us. Have you ever thought about riding professionally?
No, sir. I did have an invite, or not an invite, but I did have somebody ask me if I wanted to ride in the Mint 400, which I didn't even know what it was at the time. But it's the desert run with your machines. I believe it's in Utah, but it's an awesome, you know, 400-mile crazy race. And I was like, I started watching some of it, and there's a few wrecks, obviously, and so I'm not really a speed chaser, you know. Like, I'm a Arkansas country boy, so I just look for big old mud puddles and just try to find what I can get stuck in. So it's more in lines of just cruising around and seeing what kind of Mother Earth I can destroy.
I love it. AJ Burnett is with us. AJ, they replay the wild card game this week on television. It's the first time, you know, I had a chance to actually watch it because I was there like you were. Have you ever watched the game? Did you watch it this week?
I did. It's great. It's one of the greatest games. You know, it was completely different watching it than being there, obviously. But to have that, you know, and I have to say this, joking around, I was talking to Jimmy T, and thank God for Jimmy T, boys. He's not the best.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, man, if we had that crowd every home game, we might have won every single home game, you know. But that's how powerful that crowd was that game. Like, it was insane. I've been, you know, Yankee Stadium was loud, don't get me wrong. Toronto, my first trip back there as a Yankee, I went up against Halliday, and it was insanely loud. I couldn't even think of what pitch to throw. They were just screaming AJ. But this game was off the charts. I mean, it was nine innings of just pure loudness. There was no from the beginning, and then we're going to calm down a little bit because we got the lead, and then we're going to just, you know, get back loud in the end. It was insane the entire game. And when Cush had the blackout idea, the fans took it and ran. The sea of black, I mean, nobody would want to come in there that night, I promise you. It's just the way they had to have a feeling about them, the Reds, that they have a big, huge mountain to climb by coming there and seeing all that.
No doubt. We continue our conversation with A.J. Burnett, former Pirates right-hander. A.J., when you watch the game, I had Grilly on yesterday morning talking about this. You know, obviously the different lens, the different perspective that you have watching it on TV, the different angles, it kind of jogs your memory, and just little intricacies about that night. I'll share mine here with you in a moment. But did you have anything that you saw or that triggered your memory and said, wow, I forgot about that, or, oh, wait, this little detail? Anything that you could share from that perspective?
You know, I can't get Frankie out of my mind when I watch that game. And just the fact of there's some really good hitters on that team, and he just made them all look silly. Like, I mean, there was just from pitch one, he was in complete control, and it's completely different watching it on TV than from the dugout. So we really got to see his stuff work, and it's, I mean, we call him filthy for a reason. And that night, I mean, that stands out. Obviously, the ball dropping, you know, I mean, he was done when that ball hit the ground. Cueto, I mean, I love watching pitch, good guy, good competitor. But, you know, he came in our house over and over and over again and just shoved it. And then for us to just mentally get to him mentally like that, and fans as well, but for us to just, you know, Russell hit that home run when that ball hit the ground, and it was just, there was no way they were coming back from that.
Yeah, no, great point. Great point. Well, one thing that stood out to me, you mentioned Liriano, AJ. He was sick. I heard that after the game. He was under the weather. But I'm not sure we really understood publicly. I know inside the clubhouse, everybody knew he was in some bad shape. And what I did, once they pulled him, I saw him kind of, you know, he was able to let the guard down. And I was like, well, this guy was messed up. He couldn't even do the post-game press conference because he was so sick. There was, correct me if I'm wrong here, and we can talk about this now, 7 years after the fact, he didn't know if he was going to be able to go that night. There was some trepidation inside the clubhouse as to who would start that elimination game, correct?
Yes, because he was beat up, like you said. But you couldn't get that ball away from him. You know, I mean, that's the type of guy he was, and you know, that's the type of pitcher I was. It didn't matter how many games I lost in 14 or how many games my arm was bothering me and toward the end of my career or earlier, you got to take the ball, man. You got to take the ball. And there was a little bit, like, we were kind of figuring out, not really figuring out, but it was basically a backup plan, you know, who's going to throw. And, you know, we're just kind of sitting back there like, fuck, you ain't going to let nobody else throw, man. You know, he ain't going to let him. A wild card game for the Pirates for the first time in how long? I mean, come on. He's going to take the ball. And it just shows you, you know, fierce competitor that guy is and his love for baseball to be able to go out and perform like that. And I wouldn't even say he was 50%. You know, he might have been 50% maybe, but he was, I mean, like you said, he couldn't do anything after the game. We're all celebrating. I'm pretty sure he was in the training room just laying down, you know, enjoying it, but at the same time not. You know, it was impressive. It was nasty.
So, backup plans, I have to ask because I literally dusted off my old scorebook and I was going back through the dates. You threw a spectacular game, the opening game of the final regular season series at Cincinnati. We didn't know where we were going to go at the end of that series, by the way. You went 8 against the Reds in game one on that Friday night. Would you have been the backup plan? Would you have had to take the ball if Frankie couldn't have gone, AJ?
I think. I'm trying to remember back then. I definitely would have, hands down. Probably would have done better than my first game in St. Louis. But, you know, I don't think it would have mattered. Anybody would have taken the ball. I'm trying to remember. I don't know where Cole was lined up. I know he threw a bullpen that day, and everybody was asking why he was throwing after the game and not celebrating. Well, that's because it was Cole's bullpen day, and he might have been up. So if we had to use Cole, he was in the pen, and he didn't get used. So that's why Garrett was throwing in the outfield after the game. And he, believe me, he came in and did some celebrating. But, I believe it was. I would have taken it after Liriano, but at the same time, I mean, he's a big boy, and I don't know if I wanted to fight him for it.
Yeah, that would have been on 4 days rest, essentially, that you would have had to start that
game. Yes, correct. And I didn't throw, I think I threw a, trying to remember back, like you said, it's been a while. I mean, it hadn't been that long, but it's been a while. I'm pretty sure I didn't even throw a pin that week. I'm sure I threw light just in case I was either needed or maybe. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure, Dan. It could have been. The ball could have went to Cole, too, just because it was his bullpen day. But then again, I think he threw, you know, he would have had less time off than me. So, I don't know. It would have been interesting to see what would happen if he couldn't take the ball.
Well, you would have been able to go and shove, that's for sure. AJ, let me ask you this. Could you pitch in today's era? Like, because it's a different era, right, since you've retired. The game has kind of completely changed. I mean, obviously you're going to say yes, but, I mean, spin
well,
rate on your
a rule that says I can roll the ball to home plate?
Well, how hard are you throwing now?
I haven't picked up a ball in a while, buddy. I mean, you know I'm going to say yes. Yeah, I mean, I have some kids coming down every once in a while. Obviously, they haven't. Recently, but some high school kids in the area, my son's friends that come and work in the bar, and I throw at them, and you know, there's still a little bit of life on that thing on the ball, but I don't know for how many. I mean, maybe if y'all needed me for one pitch.
Well, let me ask you this: since you've retired, have you gone max effort?
No, sir. No, sir. I took 2 years completely off from doing anything. And then my body just rest, and then I started getting back into working out and exercising, and then started throwing with the guys around here. But, I mean, I'm long tossing, you know, when I do this, and then, you know, and the ball's on the line. I feel strong. It's just, I think, you know, I'll just quote Andy Pettit, you know, when I played with him and he was on his way out, we're all like, dude, why are you shoving, man? Why are you, you know, he's like, man, I can pitch. But those 4 days in between my start are pretty rough. And I didn't realize what he was talking about until, you know, 15 when I had a little beat up at the elbow. And then just, you know, game day was great. You know, I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. But those 4 days in between of trying to get ready for game day, they were kind of tough. But today's game, man, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to come up with, like, a Bluetooth thing to get my sirens to the catcher. And it just seems like... It seems like every young kid that comes up just hits tanks, man. Like, they all just hit tanks. And I don't, you know. But then there's the bat flips, you know. And how many people would I, you know, tell STFB with the bat flips? I mean, it's just, I mean, I get it, letting the kids play. But I don't know if I would survive. I don't know. I've heard a lot of ex-players, hey, man, thank God you got out. Hey, you would not. Because I'm, you know, I'm different. I'm old school. I'm not going to, you know.
Oh, man.
I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. So I believe I talked to Mercer last night, or not last night, I'm sorry, 3 or 4 days ago. He's like, you would have been fighting people by now. I'm like, is it that changed? And he's like, it's different. So I don't know. I look forward to maybe getting back in the game at some point for sure. I do miss it, and I do feel like I have a lot of, you know, knowledge that I learned in my career that I can hopefully pass on to somebody else. That's what it's all about in the end game.
Yeah, I was going to say, AJ, you offered a lot to Pittsburgh while you were here. That was going to be my next question because I'm doing the math on the boys here. You got AJ, you know, in college. Ashton, what, he's 3 years before he's off to college or so. So then you're an empty nester at that juncture. And like you said, still a lot of life left in the tank there. So are we going to see AJ Burnett in some form or fashion in a uniform again in a coaching capacity?
I mean, I'd say there's a chance, yeah. I'd say there's a chance. Like I said, I'm going to have to start paying attention a little more because the game's changed too much. Figure out what's going on nowadays. But I do. You know, it's what I do. It's what I know. And if I have the opportunity to come back and just help one person on that field, then that's fine with me. I will say one thing. One thought that always enters my mind about that 13 wild card game is that I wish we could have went further. You know, I wish we could have taken it further for the city of Pittsburgh. So if I ever had the opportunity to come back and coach and maybe take a team further than we went that year, that would be special for me as well. I mean, it'd be different as a player and then being as a coach, but at the same time, I wish we could have went further, man. You know? So I think maybe a possibility, yeah, that I could come back and be a coach. At some point, we'll see.
Some unfinished business, AJ.
At least show up in spring here and there. You know, hang around the pitchers. You know, do something like that where I can just drop something on them. You know, I just feel like I got a little bit to give here and there still. And you know, a lot of people helped me on my way up in my career, and I think that'd be cool if I was able to help other people on their way up.
AJ, you helped the city and you helped this team turn around 20 straight years of losing. You know, you could talk about Kutch and Russ Martin and Liriano because I was there covering it on a day-in, day-out basis, you know, on the broadcast. You know, I'll contend till the day that I die that, you were just as important, if not more so, to the Pirates' success and the turnaround to give this city something that they've longed for a generation, as important as any. I appreciate catching up. Hey, let's not wait so long before we do it again. And I know you're always going to be near and dear to the folks at Pittsburgh. So be safe during these crazy times, and let's catch up again real soon.
That sounds good, Dan. I appreciate you having me.
All right, A.J. Burnett, one of the greats for sure to ever wear a Pirates uniform. And that's not hyperbole. We could say that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.